Today on the DML News Podcast, we have so many stories. Jim Jordan, Special Counsel Her, and Joe Biden, the mess of the documentation and how it was illegally stored. Oh my goodness, do we have so much there. Plus, illegal immigration, the disease, the crime, everything has now hit a new fever pitch. We've got that. We've got a whole pushback against white versus black in terms of who the criminals are. We have so much today, you are going to be blown away. And it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is my son, Denny. On the controls is my son, Ryan. We have a program today that is going to blow your mind. Before we get started, let me just remind you of a few things. Number one, yesterday we did an enormous lead-in to the show about a young boy named Grayson. He is 8 years old. He is losing his vision. He is eventually going to die. It's inevitable, but there is a drug that can help him, potentially help him prolong that horror. With this in mind, I had asked people to please make donations to the GoFundMe. I know my son Dennis did here, which I appreciated in a big way. So did other members of Team DML. I actually communicated with the mother last night, told her that I'm at least good for 1 month of $9,000 because that's how much it costs per month for the medication. So I'm trying to get her on the program to interview her. And she said she's going to think about it and come back to that today. But I just wanted to thank everybody who actually pitched in and gave some money to this child and their family. It was just simply amazing.
Just as because what was it around yesterday? 60,000 or so?
Yesterday, by the time we ended the show, it was 65,000. They were looking for 70.
Today, it's at 82.
Perfect. It should be at 800,000.
I know.
George Floyd got millions of dollars for being a criminal. And and he gets millions of dollars. And this is a boy, an American family who pays their taxes and paid their insurance and didn't get anything from the insurance company. So we're going to work hard to make sure that this young man and his family get what they deserve. And that is the support of the American people. With that being said, everybody right now is in a penny pinch. I understand this because everything around us is bad. The Democrats, Joe Biden, they all try to make it sound like it's great. And we're going to get into Joe Biden's testimony here in a moment. And it is just earth-shattering how crooked Washington, D.C. is. But before we do that, we want to remind people that there's more to Joe Biden than just crooked behavior. There's more to Joe Biden than selective memory and, you know, a love affair with Adderall or amphetamines. There is the Joe Biden who doesn't know what he's doing. So there was a report out yesterday. It is not a good report. Consumer prices rose by 4% in February, with year-over-year inflation coming in at 3.2, which is hotter than expected. Overall prices are up 18.6%, nearly 20% higher under Joe Biden than they were under Donald J. Trump, okay? He has been doing all this crap. You have been paying high interest rates, crazy interest rates on your mortgage, on your credit card, on your car payment. People can't even get mortgages anymore. The average mortgage in this country went from $1,700 to $3,200 a month, an impossible dollar amount for most Americans. This is under Joe Biden. The electricity in this country is up 28.4%. Food prices are up 21.2%. Rent is up by 20%. This is Joe Biden. This is Joe Bidenomics. And this is why the country is on a decline financially, Denny.
Look, we all know it. You know, everyone has to lay out more money for things that they weren't expecting to increase to these percentage levels. And, you know, I got to say, I mean, if we're going on the basis here that our elections are filled with integrity, unless you're an elected Democrat and unless you're a Democrat on one of the big three, ABC, MSNBC, or CNN, I feel like other Democrats, like Democrat voters, Chris Cuomo, he's on the outs. No one believes he can get reelected. Like Chris Cuomo actually says, like, I don't see how he would win. So, and look, the pundits and the elected Dems, you know, I think they're just trying to play cover here, saying that everything's great. And that's no shocker there. But I think your average Democrat voter is seeing what's happening. And even if they are voting for him, I don't think they actually think he could win.
Let's take a look at a couple of different things here. First of all, again, we're going to get into the lying and the corruption of Joe Biden in a second and these congressional hearings that are happening with special counsel Hur. Some of the stuff that came out yesterday is just unbelievable. It is so blatant that the Democrats will not go after their own, but they'll crucify Donald J. Trump. We've had three people, Hillary Clinton, Donald J. Trump, and Joe Biden, all being accused of having documentation in their possession that they shouldn't have. Only one person has been held accountable, and that's, of course, Donald J. Trump. But we're going to get to that in a second. So you could look at the Biden corruption. You could look at Biden's age. You can look at the southern border and the northern border, which we're going to talk about toward the latter part of the show. You can talk about the whole movement to defund police and allow crime to run rampant and to falsely accuse white folks of being the worst problematic thing in this country. We're also going to talk about that at the end of the show, which is going to blow your mind who it is that is now being designated as being a white person. Wait until you see this. But if you strip all that away, Dennis, the craziness of it all, if you strip away his press secretary who speaks like she has marbles in her mouth, and you say, wow, can she even say the alphabet with tripping up? If you just look at the one universal thing that we all share, Republicans, independents, Democrats, we all share the U.S. dollar. We need more of it than what we have. Everybody needs more of it than what they have. Joe Biden is stripping it away. And what he's stripping it away, not lifting a tax. You haven't had your taxes lifted, but it has been a tax. Inflation is a tax. It is a tax on you saying if you want food, it's going to cost you more. Now, with that being said, there are certain things that Joe Biden's doing. Take a look at how he's looking to fund Ukraine, but not our southern border. Okay. But now he is putting forward a budget. I want to tell people what's in this budget, Dennis. It is literally unbelievable. So Joe Biden's budget is chock full of BS, okay? $5 trillion tax hike. So one of the reasons why we have been on such a strong economy, one of the reasons why Biden is still benefiting from not a total collapse, but an economy that's hanging on, is because what Trump created through the tax cuts has been so amazing for this country, so amazing for businesses. Trust me. Look at the studio that we're in, right? If we gave you a whole big shot of this studio, you'd say, oh my God, it's amazing. DML, how much money did you put into that? You know how much money I put into it? A lot. You know how I was able to do that? I was able to do that because of the tax cuts that Trump gave me. You know what else I did with my money? I opened up the DML Foundation and I gave away $250,000. Why? Because Trump allowed me to keep more of it and I could give it out to my employees. I could give it out to charity. I could give it out to investment. I can put it back into construction. That's what a good economy turns into, a great economy when you've got that. Joe Biden wants to strip that. He wants to take all of our money. He wants to take your money. Doesn't matter if you're rich, if you're middle class, if you're poor, he wants to take your money and then he wants to dump it into crap. $90 billion for free community college. So this way, some kid could go learn about gender studies on our dime. Number two, $8 billion for Biden's American Climate Corps. $8 billion to study that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, Dennis. $8 billion to tell you that your stove is no good. $8 billion to say that, you know, air travel isn't good. I won't disagree with that one based on what we reported about Boeing. But at the end of the day, John Kerry, his climate czar, is going to tell you that you got to use an electric car, right? And then he's going to fly around the world in a Learjet to deliver that message. $3 billion for gender equity worldwide. Not gender equity in South Dakota or in Illinois or in Arizona or any of the 50 states. Joe knows his 50 states, I hope, right? He wants to do it worldwide. Like, we're going to send some money to Ghana to make sure that they know gender studies. I tell you what, I don't know. Do you remember the movie what's the guy on the Daily Wire? What's his name? Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh. What is a woman?
Yeah.
He travels over to like some crazy
tribe in Africa.
And asks them what's a man and what's a woman. And even the most uneducated people in the world can answer it. But we're going to take 3 billion dollars, and we're going to do gender equity throughout the world.
And I can promise you, Ghana does not care about this. I mean, I think they actually just outlawed any form of homosexuality. So to your point, where is that money really actually going to? It's just going to go in the pockets of elitists that aren't going to really freaking do anything with it.
It's being stolen from all of us to give to somebody else. It doesn't end there, Dennis. $1.5 billion for TSA, these people who check you up and down, squeeze you here, squeeze you there to make sure that you're not carrying an AR-15 onto an airplane that in of itself is a bomb waiting to happen. But $1.5 billion for TSA pay equity, whatever that means. And then $1.5 billion to the EPA for environmental justice. So I guess that means, Dennis, $1.5 million to make more police, the EPA to be a police, and then go around to your house and see how it is that you're using all of your things incorrectly and fine you and jail you and all the other jazzy stuff that he wants to do. Your take.
It's ridiculous. And a $5 trillion tax hike when, you know, everything at, right at this point is completely inflated. You know, we have less exports coming in. We have companies leaving the U.S. because, again, we are making it impossible to actually have a functioning company. Everything is going up in cost with supplies. And then we're putting in very stupid, uneducated initiatives such as DEI. And again, there was someone who asked in the chat, I can't remember the name, what it stands for. I mean, we always reference it.
What DEI stands for?
Yeah, diversity, equity, and inclusion. So when you have that as like your prominent company policy, you are scapegoating or scrapping away, I should say, like well-educated, well-meaning, and the right one for the job. You know, I bet you can ask any normal person, would you want an experienced, trained pilot or, you know, the lady who identifies as non-binary and she's a mix of three ethnicities, but she's always really wanted to fly a plane because she wants to make a TikTok channel about it. And that's what they're going for. So it just, it's illogical, but so is almost every move Biden has made since he came into office.
Yeah, I just want to correct something you said. So what you meant to say was we don't have as many exports going out. So we're taking in.
Exports
going out. And truth be told is that we are so reliant on China. So reliant on China for everything, for the drugs, for the medications you take, for the metals, for everything that we do. We are relying on China, our greatest foe, right? We should be exporting to China. We should be selling. But no, that was one of the things that Trump tried to do. He said, look, man, we've got a trade deficit with China. That's just off the charts. We need to change this. Joe Biden has destroyed that. Now, meanwhile, while we're sitting here worrying about TSA equity pay and gender studies around the world, let me tell you what the Chinese are up to, Dennis. And I don't know if you've got this article in front of you. Maybe you could give a little bit more. I'll just give the headlines on this. This came out of the Washington Times today. China now leads the world in nuclear and conventional hypersonic missiles. And that is a report from the U.S. intelligence agencies. It's a warning.
Missiles that can hit U.S. targets with both nuclear and conventional warheads. Russia also has deployed three types of the ultra-high-speed maneuvering weapons that also can be equipped with either nuclear or conventional warheads and fired the first hypersonic weapon in combat against civilians in Ukraine. So not even just China. Also, we got Russia that's, leading the pack there.
So we've got China and Russia realizing, and this is amazing how this happens. It's so easy for the rest of us normal people to see, but the demonic, the radicals, they don't see this. See, China and Russia both have very, very vicious leaders who viciously want to take over the world, and they're partnering to do it. Okay? Ukraine is corrupt. China is corrupt. Putin is corrupt. They're all corrupt. You know, I know that there's this war between the right and the left about, you know, Putin's a bad guy. And then everybody, well, Zelensky's a bad guy. They're both bad guys. You don't want either one of these people, and you don't want Xi Jinping. But let me tell you what they're smart enough, because they're smart, they're cunning, and they see what's happening to the United States of America. Zelensky knows he could keep on picking on Biden for whatever reasons. Maybe he's got something on him, or he just knows the old man can't find his ass with both hands. And he keeps on draining our money left and right. So this way he could put it into his own pockets, as far as I'm concerned. Number two is Putin. Putin and Xi Jinping look over and say, oh, my God, this old guy is just so bat crazy. It's time for us to be the dominant world power. We're going to be able to take him out, because Joe Biden isn't worried about our military. We are now taking in the bottom of the rung, like the guy in high school who couldn't even spell his own name. We're begging him to be part of the Navy. We're begging people to be part of the Army. We were 65,000 people short in our recruitment for the Army alone just last year. So while these countries are building supersonic missiles that can wipe us out within seconds, flying balloons over the United States undeterred and taking God knows what imagery of what it is that they want to attack or what they want to take, we're worried about whether or not you could get a gender-changing surgery in the military. We're worried whether or not you're using the correct pronouns in the military. We are sending in go-go dancers or drag queens as, you know, as the celebrity person of the day. We used to send Bob Hope. Now we send, you know, Gloria Tutu, who's really George during the day. And this is what it is that our military consists of. We're telling our military members, you can't come. We don't want you if you don't take this shot. 8,000 of them sitting on the sidelines. This is what people voted for. This is what you want. If you're a Democrat, I mean, I only have one Democrat in my life. I wish she was sitting here. Her husband sometimes listens to this program. If she was in front of me right now, I would say, this is what you want? Trump was this bad? The tweets were that bad? Arnold Schwarzenegger having low ratings on The Apprentice and Trump pulling that out and putting it out on paper, that's something that pissed you off? Seriously?
Two neighbors, China and Russia, building up a force that we're not going to be able to beat. And yet, everything you just read about those proposed budget plans of Biden, we should be building up our military to be, it should right now be at its most powerful peak ever. I mean, maybe that sounds neoconish, but it's not. It's supposed to be a defensive strategy, power through strength, right?
Absolutely.
So the fact that at a time like this, we are weakening ourselves or giving money to a country that has literally no hope against Russia, meaning Ukraine, it's ridiculous. I mean, in my morning brief thing, I talked about Putin literally saying, he's like, hey, weapons are built because they're meant to be used. You know,
he's threatening nuclear war.
Of course. Yeah. So, you know, when you read something like this, where it says we're being completely outmaneuvered at this point, you know, are we just on that eventual road to just complete submission? Is that what we're just going to be relinquished to? It's $5 trillion
tax hike, which is out of control, unnecessary. We don't need it. But if it was going to happen, and I read you a list that said we're going to put $90 billion into securing our borders. We're going to put $8 billion into creating our own, Iron Dome, so to say, to protect against all these freaking missiles and stuff. I think the American people could rally around that. If we're going to put more money into making sure our planes are safe and our airports are more, robust and our bridges are safe, I mean, infrastructure, try to put things into that nature. You want to start doing that, you may get the American people to rally behind you, even though they're not going to want to pay it. School safety, get our education back up. Oh, that's not what we got. We've got rainbow flags and unicorns right now listed here. Let me just say, I have no problem. Which team you play for, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right,
but that I shouldn't have to fund that and indoctrinate people with that. That's not the way that should work.
Of course. And again, like two neighboring war powers. I mean, you know, we don't have another ally that's going to be on head and shoulders with us. I mean, Europe is weak on everything when it comes to any kind of defense.
Absolutely.
South America and Central America are messes. Even the two countries, right, that are getting their act together, El Salvador, Argentina, there's just no other equivalent head-to-head shoulder war power that would be able to even aid us in a conflict like that. So, you know, it's not like you're just dealing, it's like, I don't know, playing a football game, but instead of just, you know, going against one team, you're now going against double the amount of men on the other side. So how are we supposed to, you know,
Not only that, but the guys playing on your team have absolutely no strength, no muscle. They don't even know what, you know, who they are when they look in the mirror. And on top of that, they have no shoulder pads because shoulder pads are too offensive.
Probably even no helmets.
There you go. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like we're stripped down.
We're down to nothing. And when you look at the status of America, when you want to look at how bad things are, there is no better example than taking you into the halls of Congress yesterday, into the hearing with special counsel Her, who basically did an investigation and interviewed Joe Biden for quite some time, collected, I think it was, Jordan will tell you, 147 people were interviewed, over 7 million documents or data of some kind was collected.
His report was 340 pages long.
Right, too. And basically what it turned out to be was, hey, this guy definitely did wrong, but we can't put him up for prosecution because he can't remember things. We are going to right now take a break, Denny and I. We're going to let you sit back and listen to Jim Jordan give a 3-minute opening statement that gives the perfect synopsis of what the hell is going on right now with this, what went on with the investigation and what came out of it, which is just sickening. Play the video, Ryan.
Robert Hur was appointed special counsel on January 12th, 2023. He had a fundamental question to address. Did Joe Biden unlawfully retain classified information? The answer, yes, he did. Page 1 of Mr. Hur's report, he says this: our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. He further writes, Mr. Biden willfully retained marked classified documents about Afghanistan and handwritten notes in his notebooks, which he stored in unsecure places in his home. Joe Biden kept classified information, and Joe Biden failed to store classified information properly. Mr. Hur made these determinations after interviewing 147 witnesses. He examined 7 million documents, including emails, text messages, photographs, videos, toll records, and other materials from both classified and unclassified sources. But there's more. Joe Biden not only kept information he wasn't allowed to keep, and he not only failed to secure that information properly, he also shared it with people who weren't allowed to see it. Shared that information with his ghostwriter. And remember, this is information that only individuals with a security clearance are supposed to see. Mr. Hur told us on page 200 of his report that it's the kind of information that, quote, risk serious damage to America's national security. And what did Joe Biden have to say about all this? What was his explanation? On page 94 of Mr. Hur's report, Joe Biden said he took his notebooks with him after his vice presidency because, quote, they're mine. And every president before me has done the same exact thing. Never mind the fact that he had never been president when he took this information. But what comes through is Joe Biden felt he was entitled. You can almost hear it. You can feel the arrogance in the statement. They're mine. But even with all that, Mr. Hur chose not to bring charges because, quote, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury as he did in our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. A forgetful old man who Mr. Hur said did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended, and forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term as vice president began. Mr. Hur produced a 345-page report, but in the end, it boils down to a few key facts. Joe Biden kept classified information. Joe Biden failed to properly secure classified information. And Joe Biden shared classified information with people he wasn't supposed to. Joe Biden broke the law. But because he's a forgetful old man who would appear sympathetic to a jury, Mr. Hur chose not to bring charges.
Man, you know, Dennis, I mean, Jim Jordan puts it right there for you. As I said in the beginning, Hillary Clinton given a pass. Joe Biden given a pass. Barack Obama has always been given a pass. If they can find the nuclear codes in his wallet, left at a Starbucks, and they wouldn't prosecute him. But nonetheless, only Donald J. Trump has been held accountable. Or let's see what happens with the whole thing. But, you know, raiding Mar-a-Lago in the middle of the night. There's an exchange here that we have to play. It's a great video. Who is it of?
Representative Armstrong.
Armstrong and Special Counsel Herr about where the documents were actually found. Take a listen to this.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
You know, Dennis, any human being with half a brain would sit here and say, this is a problem. This is a total problem. He did wrong. We know he did wrong. I mean, what else do you need? All the evidence is on the tip of your nose. It's impossible not to see. But remember what I said, people with half a brain. Democrats don't have half brains. They got quarter brains. They got the part of the brain that just says breathe, make noise, and get in the way. What is this woman's name again? I can't stand her.
Pramila Jayapal.
Yeah, Pramila Jayapal. Listen to this woman try to put words in Special Counsel Herr's mouth about what his findings were, his conclusion was to this whole investigation. Remember, she's a radical Democrat. Listen to this.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials. The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Herr,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
My task as
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know that,
that
the term
that I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the
sufficient
term,
evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
would be a conviction.
I know
I
that
did
the
not
term
exonerate
willful
that word
retention
does not appear in the report,
has a Mr. Herr, it's my time. Thank you.
So she's trying to come out, Dennis, and say, well, you basically said he did no wrong. And he said, I didn't say that. This is my time. No, it's not. You're sitting here telling me what I did and what I came away with. No. I did not say that he is fine. I did not say he did no crime. I did not say that. But she's going to try to do that. She's going to try to make that the narrative because she wants that to play on all the mainstream outlets tonight. Last night, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all those. So this way people could come away like my friend and, my one Democrat friend in my whole life will be like, what are you talking about? They did the report and he came away squeaky clean.
You know, it's got to be very interesting being in her shoes right now because he is not pleasing anyone. You have his report basically saying that he's an elderly man with a very poor memory, which is pissing off the Democrats. But then he says, because of that, then, you know, we can't go after him or prosecute him or anything, which is now pissing off Republicans. So this man has literally just, created probably a bunch of enemies in terms of that political spectrum. But I'm not surprised with Jayapal. She is always one of those. I don't know if she's considered a squad member, but she's in that echelon of, let me just talk really loud and speak over people and say, it's my time to, you know, make some kind of emphasis that, you know, she's going to control the narrative. And I'm hoping people are smart enough to realize that her narrative is not going to work. It just makes her look dumb.
Well, it does look, and it makes her look rude on top of that. Because
totally.
Here you go, hard telling somebody, hey, well, you've basically said that he didn't commit a crime. Whoa, I didn't say that. Hey, be quiet, you. This is my time. I'm going to put words in your mouth. I have the microphone. I have the power. You're just going to sit there and accept what I have to say.
It'd be like you interviewing someone and they're giving your answer and then you're just speaking over them and like saying like, those are the words you said. And the interviewee would be like, what are you talking about?
You exactly. Know?
What
are you talking
literally
about?
That. Yeah.
I mean, we could go into a lot of different examples on that one, but I won't because this part is on Facebook and we're just going to try to keep our presence on Facebook. That said, there's another clip here that we think is worth playing. Two more clips, actually. Actually, let's play them back to back, Dennis. Let's play the video, Ryan, of Representative Matt Gaetz basically defining what a lie is.
Yes.
And then secondly, Jim Jordan and her going back and forth about how the White House tried to cover things up. Play them back to back.
February 8th, the White House. Question, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter? The President, I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Herr?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation.
Another lie, people might say, right? Because what you put in your report was among the places Mr. Biden's lawyers found classified documents in the garage was a damaged open box. So here's what I'm understanding, right? As Mr. Armstrong laid out, you find in your report that the elements of a federal criminal violation are met. But then you apply this senile cooperator theory that because Joe Biden cooperated and the elevator doesn't go to the top floor, you don't think you get a conviction.
And did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and, frankly, get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Dennis, your last remarks here about Joe Biden and this whole fiasco.
There has been, in my opinion at least, plenty of evidential points throughout his presidency that should, you know, have him at least be questioned or held accountable for a lot of his actions. This has to be the biggest golden nugget of all time. You have a man literally showing in his interview and investigation process that our president can't remember when he was vice president, can't remember when his son passed away, left documents scattered throughout the country, and then also basically touting that, well, they're mine to keep, like it says in that exchange with Gaetz, between her and Gaetz. So, or Jordan. Regardless, it just shows that there's an arrogance to Biden, but it really does highlight the fact that when he's not on stage filled up with whatever, with the State of the Union and probably, you know, when the DNC comes around, the DNC convention, you know, he's not there. He's really not there. And if we're going to be honest too, look, like when you really look into Biden, and I don't need to tell everyone or you, a big insider secret of DC is that he's never been a smart guy. You know, he always just kind of follows the path. You know, not saying that like Democrats are geniuses or whatever, but he's no Hillary where, you know, you can kind of manipulate the goalposts. He's always just been like, you tell me what to do and I'll just, you know, say it out there. But now, like, he can't even do that because he can't even get through a report or an investigation with the special counsel without looking like an old man with a failing memory.
I'm baffled about how it is Joe Biden doesn't have the wherewithal to stand trial, but the Democrats think that he is worthy of reelection. How does that work? How does it be that a member of the Department of Justice says this man is too old, can't remember the most basics, looks confused, people would feel bad for him, and yet you've got the top Democrats, including Barack Obama, saying about how Joe Biden deserves 4 more years? You can't put that circle into the square. I'm sorry. You can't have it both ways. Either he is too senile and feeble with a dementia onset, or he is in good condition like Donald J. Trump. Clearly, Biden speaks for himself just by his daily actions, by what he does. Forget about the corruption. Forget about all this other different stuff. Just look at the way he performs. If he can't perform in front of a jury, he certainly can't perform at the G8. If he can't be in front of a judge, he certainly can't be in front of the American people. So ultimately, this man needs to go. We know this. And when we talk about the other things that we're about to talk about in this show, which all tie back to Biden, we've got measles outbreaks. This is something we thought we eradicated. We've got measles back in. We've got Haitians coming here to about to attack our borders. We've got a mass shooting that was covered up that nobody's talking about. It simply because of the people who carried it out. We've got so many things going on right now, a crime about how people are being designated when they're getting arrested to wind up taking the stats and altering them one way. It is going to be a great second half of the show. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, you will not get the rest of this show. If you are watching on Facebook, I can't give you the rest of the show. The way to get it is you go over the DML News app. You go to tab 5 on the app. It says interact. You go to Team DML. You join Team DML. So this way you could watch not only the video in full, but you could listen to it in full. And for those of you who are saying, oh, why is that? I'll tell you why that is. Because the likes of Facebook and the likes of YouTube and the likes of Google and the likes of Apple, all of them, they come after us, they attack us, they demonetize us, they take us down, they threaten us, everything. We are no longer going to be victim to this. And so, you know what? Yesterday, I had to actually tell two people who have been with me for years, I had to let them go. And the reason why I had to let them go is because these companies continue to try to take away from us, and I've got to fight back. So if you want to help real journalism, if you want to help real insight and the sort of thing that we do here as a family, please download the DML News app for free from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, and then please become a member of Team DML. It costs as little as $2.50 a year. You get it ad-free. You're going to love it. We got live chat. We got thousands of people just like you. It's nothing. It's nothing to have to sacrifice. And if you're a CBD user, DML CBD, please go over there and you'll get great specials.
Look, besides even the measles story, I won't give it away because I have the docket here, but you really should join because what we're about to tackle, I mean, you would want to know it. That's the best way I could put it.
And the reason why we can't give it to you here on top of that is because they'll cut me off. If I talk about these topics on Facebook, if I talk about it on, Google sees that, I get a violation. Apple's out of control. They're going just as crazy left as all these other places.
Well, that's why I'm glad we have our Team DML members, because even in recently in our chats, like, it's not just that it's just us. Regular social media users talking about how their posts won't show up or what they share doesn't show up. So, you know, if you want it where your stuff's not being, blocked, Team DML is the way to go. That's all I'll say.
Listen, they're making it so this way. Facebook already mentioned, I mean, we read this in a Bloomberg article. Facebook is literally taking news and politics and making it irrelevant. People can't share. We can't get new people. It's amazing. Every day I look up on my Facebook page, I have less people than the day before. They are simply chipping away at us. So that's enough of that. Let's get into the rest of the show. Dennis, let's talk about what's happening with the measles outbreak. And again, for those of you who want to hear this, you could get this on Team DML.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.